and welcome to another motherfucking episode of the Quaid Thinks podcast. Your boy's been lazy most of 2021. Had a lot of things going on. Sorry for the complete lack of content that I have put out here recently. I'm sorry, guys, for the people who have been listening to the older episodes in the catalog and checking out those artists and their awesome content. Thank you so much for keeping us going, keeping us happy, and keeping the music going. First and foremost, want to give a shout out to our sponsors. That would be Smith Music, because they are some bad asses. What up, DJ? Also, want to give a shout out to Ironclad Apparel, killing it, formerly known as Ironclad Custom Services. First responder owned and operated by my dude, Captain Powell, out of Houston, Texas. Good friend of mine, good friend of the podcast, and I can't wait to see that dude this coming April. LJT is coming. LJT just happened. Definitely going to be talking about that later in the episode. Also, when I'm not looking fly in a black band tee, I choose to wear Texas Gypsy shirts because Stacy is the man. Go check him out at his brick and mortar at Doc's Records in Fort Worth, or check out his online store on the eBay, or check his stuff out on the Instagrams, Texas Gypsy shirts. I'm sure there's some spaces and underscores in there, but I'm not smart. So I'm going to leave you internet savvy folks to figure that one out. Thank you guys so much for sticking around, hanging out with us, and my guest this week, the one, the only, the beautiful, Holly Beth. What to do, baby boo?
Hello.
How you been?
Oh, I'm, you know, just living. How are you?
Dude, making it, man. I'm finally glad we get to do this. I've got to see you more recently than I, or see more of you recently than I have in a while. You know, you've been at a couple of, what is it, 4 or 5 shows I've probably seen you in the last year or so?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, maybe. Just, yeah,
which is fucking rad.
3 to 5, somewhere in there.
Yeah. Usually at the Diamond.
Yes, for real, though. That's actually, like, where I think, like, 2 of them have been.
Heck yeah. So what's been new with you? How you been?
Oh, you know, just playing shows. Nice. You know, trying to work a little in my free time. But, yeah, we've been staying really busy. Super thankful for that, and yeah, it's been fun just going all over Texas.
Heck yeah. Where were you at your last run?
Last weekend, oh my goodness, all the weekends run together. We were in, I'm trying to think, I honestly cannot think of where we were last weekend. That sounds so bad.
No worries.
I know, like, the first couple weekends of October we were off. And then...
It's like a Mercury's in Gatorade. We're good, dude.
Oh, you know where we were at? We were in College Station with Cody West at Hurricane Harry's.
Heck yeah.
You know how it just, like, comes back to you?
Right.
Like.
Dude, I love going to Harry's, man. And I screwed up. Or I'm going to say I screwed up. I can say what I want. This is my podcast. But I screwed up and fell in love with an Aggie. So I now have a new love for College Station because, well, I've been taught how to appreciate it, I guess. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I spent a little bit of time in College Station, and it reminds me so much of Stillwater, Oklahoma. Like, I don't know what about it, but just, like, the atmosphere and, like, the people. Like, I just – and so I love it for that reason.
Okay, I've never spent a lot of time in Stillwater. I've been to the Tumbleweed a couple of times. I've got a half-sister that lives there. I don't see her too often.
Yeah.
But, no, I just – I live south of Oklahoma City, and I work in the city.
You live in Norman, right?
South of Norman.
Oh, okay.
In a little shit town down there that I love to call Mayberry, because it is literally like Mayberry. I love it so fucking much. I've found a peace in this little town.
That's good.
But I just don't go very far north of, like, I-40. It's not, like, I have no business going that way. It's not that there's anything bad that direction. It's out of the fucking way. I gotta backtrack to go home.
I understand that. I grew up in, like, northwest Oklahoma. Most of my life kind of hopped around, but I went to school in Stillwater for a semester, so I spent a lot of time up there. But
no worries,
yeah,
dude.
That's kind of what got me, like, started in music. Well, not started in music, but started, like, playing my own shows.
Right, because Stillwater's got it, or has been known for their music scene, right?
Yeah, it was...
What is the scene like up there? I'm completely fucking ignorant to this. I don't know dick about the scene in Stillwater.
Well, when I was there, it really wasn't is what it is now. So, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So, I really don't 100% know. I live in Texas now, so a big part of... I mean, I don't really, like, follow it as much.
Right.
But, you know, I have some, like, buddies up there that they'll, like, go to Willie's and play. And I know there's a couple other places that have an open mic night. But I don't honestly know. When I was there, It was 2016. It was like when Reed South Hall was blowing up Stillwater. Mm-hmm. You know, they brought Co Wetzel to town. It was when they had that like big pasture party with Co in Stillwater, and there was like hundreds of people there. That was when I was there, because we almost went to that pasture party that night, and we didn't go. And, you know, I mean, I honestly didn't really know this scene at all, and I'm going to be very honest and say, like, I didn't know who anybody was. But, you know, I knew the Reed South Hall guys and hung out with them a little bit, and I just, like, saw them doing it, and I was like, well, hell yeah, I want to do this too. I've always wanted to do music, but I didn't know this scene like existed. So
right.
It was cool.
It's cool to find out that like, hey, locals are doing this too.
Yeah, for sure.
And I same sort of deal when I moved here to Lubbock. It's just one of those things, man, where like when I got to Lubbock, like I started going to the Blue Light and I realized like, holy shit, there's all sorts of like people that are actually doing this. And like, so when I was going to Monday nights, when I thought I could still play and write, it was like Red Shaham, Dalton Domino, Randall King, Cleto Cordero, like, you know, some fucking hitters. You know? I realized real quick that like, oh yeah, I can't do this. I'm going to be a tour manager. I can do that.
Yeah. I mean, hey, the music industry happens for everyone differently, honestly. And I respect it. Just like anybody doing what they do. Okay. Being a tour manager is hard.
Yeah, no shit. it's some rough stuff, my dude. It is. But, I mean, it wouldn't happen without the music makers, for real, though.
Yeah.
But speaking of music makers, your new single's killing right now, dude.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's been a minute since we put music out. I will say we are going to put out new music. I keep telling everybody, I swear, before Thanksgiving, but I don't know. I'm like hoping and praying that we get it out before then. But
yeah, I was reading, you know, I was doing a little digging. It was like, yeah, you're looking to release some stuff before the end of the year. And so I was really, fingers crossed.
Jimmy. I know. I hope we do.
So is it all on wax and everything done, or just sitting on it, or we still need to get in the studio a little bit?
Well, I have a single done. And then we've been working on an album, but I think we're going to put it out in parts. But the single, I've had it done since a while, actually. I want to say most of this, we went in and did pre-production in like November and then cut the actual single in like April. Man, it's so hard. Like I had a full-time job up until like July. So it was like really hard to get in the studio. And then, you know, they fired me because I was too busy with music. And then now I work like Monday through Wednesday, but it's still just, you know, like, the studio is just hard to get into too, because you know he stays so booked up, and so yeah, it's just kind of a back and forth deal. But the single is kind of my fault as to why it's not out yet, because I kind of held off on getting artwork done, and yeah, so now we're just waiting on that. But
no worries, yeah. Dude, no worries. So who's your radio promoter?
So I actually have never really used a radio promoter.
You just send them out yourself?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, G.
Man, I just... Not, you know, I don't know. Like, I feel bad saying this to the people. Like, to the people that do, like, put their money into it, I, you know, like, respect the grind on that. But I, for me personally, I just felt like it was a waste of money. Honestly, Spotify has been a super big help for me. And I've just kind of put in all of my effort into like social media and stuff. But I just feel like that money that is used for that could be used so much elsewhere. I don't know.
Well, dude, money's hard to come by these days. I get it. Yeah. You know, you got to use it where it's the most effective. You know what I mean? And if you're doing something awesome on your own, you know, nothing doesn't mean you should switch from hamburger to ramen.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe it could be better, you know, with radio. Yeah. Who knows? I don't know. But I personally have not done it. You know, I've had some people in like radio town or like, you know, radio stations that have like reached out to me, or I've reached out to them and been like, hey, you know, like, will you spin my stuff? And like JR here in Lubbock, like, he's been so awesome and he's helped me a lot. Texas Homegrown Radio, they like out in Stephenville, mm-hmm. they've definitely pushed my stuff a lot, and it's just kind of been different people here and there. But yeah, I don't know. So
no worries, dude, no worries. Where are we headed next?
So tomorrow we are in Fort Worth at Tulips with Giovanni and the Hired Guns. And then Saturday we're in Brownwood, headlining, Waylon and Ray's, which I love that place. It's always fun.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And then from here, I think next weekend we are in, Cedar Park at Wild West with Gio.
Nice. There used to be a Wild West in Lubbock.
Really?
Yeah, we called it the Kitty Corral or Child West. those were all the kids would go.
Oh, was like 18 up.
Oh yeah, dude. Just I don't know. Just hearing the words Wild West brought back. I had some weird deja vu, like Fortunate Son flashbacks going on in my head there for a minute. Jesus,
that's funny.
Well, I mean, I heard you talk about Waylon and Ray's. What are some other badass rooms you love visiting, dude? What are some of your favorite rooms to play?
Man.
Or coolest rooms you've played recently?
Yeah, so we were actually just talking about this earlier. One of my favorite ones I have ever played is Moxie Theater. Gosh, it like slipped my brain for a second.
I've heard of it. Where is it?
It's in Greeley, Colorado. And okay. It is so fun. A big part of it, I think, is just we, like, really developed, like, a fan base there. We've only ever been there as, like, an opener, but the first time we went was with Colby Cooper in March, and then the second time we've ever been there was with Cody West.
Well, and Cody and Colby both have decent followings
in
Colorado.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, they put in...
I mean, they've got great followings everywhere, but they've got, like, established fans in Colorado, is cool.
It was super cool to watch them. And, you know, like, so they brought, obviously, you know, a lot of the fans, but we were so surprised by the amount of people that came back that were at the Colby Cooper show in Greeley for the, next time we were there with Cody. We were, like, so shocked by it, which a lot of them were, like, there for Cody, too, but... There was a couple of them that were like, oh my gosh, we didn't even see until like this week that you were coming. And we were like, okay, we have to go. And then like Greeley's not too far from Cheyenne, Wyoming. It's only like an hour. And, so that's how they like route it. We were like in Denver on Thursday night and then Greeley Friday in Cheyenne, Wyoming on Saturday. And there was like people that we convinced like both times that we went to go from like Greeley and then go to the Cheyenne, right, Wyoming
show. Come on,
show.
You know you want to kick it tomorrow.
Exactly,
Dude, and that's cool to like having familiar faces, you know, like when I was TMing, you know, you go, granted you don't see it from the stage as a TM, but like you go somewhere and you're like, oh shit, I know that guy, he was here last time, you know what I mean? And like you remember names and faces, you know what I mean? Like it's cool, you know what I mean? It's cool how music comes together, but like it's gotta be so cool to have it like as like a fancier shit. Like what was it like the first time that somebody was singing your words back to you?
Oh my God, I can literally tell you the night that the first time it happened. It was at Wild West in Cedar Park, like 2019 with Colby Cooper. And there was like a group of like four girls in the corner and they were singing the songs to, or singing along the words to Torn and I Hope You're Happy. And it was like the coolest thing. And, but yeah, I mean, you know, there's most of the time at like, you know, there's like a handful of people maybe in the crowd, even if it's like two or three, that'll know some of the lyrics to the songs, which I think is so awesome. But it's like a feeling I can't really describe too much. Like it's cool. I like it a lot.
Hell yeah.
It makes me feel good.
Right on. And you've played Blue Light a few times before, right?
Yeah, this is our first time headlining. So I'm excited. I'm very nervous.
if you've done it once, you can do it again.
I have opened for
that stage Dalton. That stage is very loving, dude.
Yeah.
You get up there and it hugs you.
I'm excited. It'll be a fun night. I have been very excited for this night for a long time. And the drive up here, I was just like, usually 5-hour drives, like, and me do not go well together. But, and I was by myself, but I was like excited the whole way. So I was like, yes, Blue Light tonight. But yeah, I played it with Dalton Domino and then Grady Spencer.
Dude, Grady is such a good freaking dude. And Dalton, too. Dalton's one of my day ones. Grady's such a cool dude. I saw he just got added to the Mile Zero lineup.
Yeah.
Which is fucking dope. It's really fucking dope. That's the one festival I haven't got to go to yet.
Oh, it's so fun. I've been on the festival for the last 2 years, and it's been fun. I don't 100% know on this year yet if they are going to bring me back or not. But yeah, they, I know they're still.
Anybody that, where's Mile Zero is listening, you should definitely have Polymath on this year.
Right? Exactly. I know we have like been talking with them, but, I am fortunate enough to, you know, have booking now. And so I don't really like handle that side of it anymore. And, you know, I talk with them all the time, but I just don't. I don't really know the ins and outs. Sometimes, like, stuff like that, that's, like, a big festival or something, they try to, like, keep under wraps until it's actually, like, gone through, so.
Nice. They give you a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
It was actually really cool. I signed my contract, like, it's, like, May 9th or May 12th of this year, and my first offer that they sent me, like, that literal next day, like, was Born and Raised Fest in Pryor, and I was, I've never
Dude,
even
how
told
was
them.
Because I didn't get to go.
It was so
I
fun.
I wished I could have gone.
It was so fun. You know, my boyfriend is Kanan Bryce, and he.
Oh, really? Never heard of her.
Yeah, right?
Still love it.
He and his merch guy, Hunter, went with us. And so, you know, like I just hung out with my fandom and them all day, and it was so fun. And my parents went, and it was just a really fun day. But, I don't even remember. Oh, Born and Raised. Yeah, I never even told my booking agency this, but that day when they sent me that offer, I was playing for 30 minutes of Born and Raised, which is, like, the least amount of time I've ever played in a set, and I made more money than I have ever made at a show, and it blew my freaking mind, which I shouldn't tell them that, but it just, like, I was like, okay, I was like, let's go then, and, you know, I mean, it was fun.
Well,
I loved
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Dude, that's hopefully they'll do one next year because I would like to go, and hopefully they'll do it in the fall because I mean it offsets LJT and I
know,
had some other
yeah.
shit going on, you know, with my day to day, so like I didn't really get a chance to go do anything.
Yeah.
But I really, really was like that lineup was fucking a deep, very deep lineup.
Oh yeah. That night was actually like so.
Was it kind of like overwhelming? Like, did you like run out of like endorphins like by the time everybody was done playing? Because it was just like hitter after hitter after hitter.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
as a fan, I would. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I can only fucking rage for so long, and then like, I need a lemonade and a nap. You know
right?
what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta pace yourself. Because I honestly, that whole weekend was oh my gosh, just a lot because. I knew Kanan was going to go, but he wanted to go. Pecos and him are really good friends, mm-hmm. and he wanted to go to LJT with Pecos that weekend, hang out with him, and then go to Bonita Creek with him to his show. And he was, so he went with him on that. And then, so I like slept until like, I don't know, it was like 2 a.m. And then they got back. At 3, I just, like, got up and, like, got all my stuff, put it in the van, and we were taking his van because I don't have on it yet. And so, anyways, we left Waxahachie at 3. We had to go pick up my band in Edmond, and we got there, like, 7, I think, and then they got in. I slept. I drove all the way, and Kanan slept, and then once we got there, Kanan got in. I slept, and then we went to Pryor, which is, like, another 2.5 hours. We got there, like, 10:30. And then we, like, loaded the stage and everything, and we played at 1. And so it was, like, already a super long morning. Like, I'd woke up at, like, 2 a.m. and then, like, slept in a van, which you don't sleep very good, you know?
No.
And,
You pass out in a van. You don't sleep.
Yeah, right? And so then I, like, throughout the day, like, honestly, you just kind of had to, like, pace yourself. But the, like, the Red River tent or whatever, it was, like, a VIP tent that I played acoustic in later in the afternoon. It was air conditioned, so I spent a lot of my day in there.
Nice.
Honestly, and
hey, dude, AC's key.
Yeah, exactly, and it made it a lot more enjoyable. But it was a long night. Like I love Parker McCollum, and so and
good Kanan, fucking dude right there.
Yeah, he's awesome, and you know, Kanan and him are kind of buddies, and you know, Hunter loves him too, and so we like really wanted to watch Parker. My band was with us. They really wanted to go home because it was already like 9 o'clock or something like that. But we ended up driving home. We had to, like, stop multiple times on the way home. We pulled into our driveway in Waxahachie at 7:15 a.m. And, like, Jesus. I had to be at work at, I think, noon.
Fuck that.
Well, and then Kanan got fired that day or maybe the next day. I think it's the next day from his job. It was just a whirlwind.
Well, yeah. Prior to Waxahachie is not a hop, skip, and a jump.
No.
You're going from...
Well, and then we had to go to Edmond, yeah. like, once we left prior.
Yeah, so you're going from almost to Missouri to almost Kansas to...
Yep.
Like, south of the Metroplex.
Yeah.
I'm out, Chief. I'm out. No, thank you.
It was a lot.
That's 5 hours alone from Edmond, or, about 4 hours, isn't it, from Edmond to Waxahachie?
It's like four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm out. No, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Dude, the older I get, I used to be able to be like, fuck it, hop in, dude. We'll go to California for the weekend. Like, yeah, no worries. We'll just drive. We'll drive back. We'll make it.
Yeah.
We'll take turns. I can't do that shit anymore, dude. You turn 30 and you're like, man, Tulsa's like a 2-hour drive. I don't want to go.
Are you 30?
Yeah, I turned 30 in May, dude.
Shit, you don't look 30.
Some people are preserved. Some people are pickled. I don't know what the fuck happened to me.
But, I have never heard that.
But no, my grandmother has aged very well. She's still a great looking lady.
Yeah.
My mother's aged very gracefully.
I'm college
good genetics. Yeah. I'm just gonna say that's what my mama gave me. You know,
good genetics.
But I really thought I was gonna take 30 pretty hard, and on my 30th, I kind of had to. I'm not gonna say I had a breakdown. But, like, I had a moment where, like, I went off to myself and just kind of let it sink in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like, okay, I'm not going to be fucking booty hurt about this. Like, I'm going to do this and we're going to go the fuck on.
Uh-huh.
And I was doing pretty good. 25 did not do me good at all. Dude, I had a straight-up quarter-life crisis.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how 23 has treated me, honestly.
Dude, like, no one likes you when you're 23.
It's been a rough year. I'm not going to lie. I'm ready for it to be over. I have 2 more months left of 23, and I am very ready to be 24.
Heck yeah. 24 was a good year for me. 24 was actually a pretty good year. 25 was not... I felt like I actually kind of figured out what the fuck I was trying to do with my life.
Yeah?
At 26. I guess that's when... Of course, everybody does it different, but like I guess that's when I felt like I started to grow up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still a... You know, everybody's favorite jackass. But, yeah. You know, there are moments where, like, hey, I don't do the shit I used to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm not getting shit canned 5 nights a week. That's right. A plus.
I feel like this year has kind of been, not, I probably will grow up more, like, obviously, you know, like, I'm not saying I won't, but I feel like this year has been so telling for me and, like, just... who's, like, on my side and who's not. You know, like, just, like, I don't know. I feel like this year has just been a very big learning year, and I don't know. Like,
dude, post-pandemic's got everybody all wacky, man.
Yeah. You know, well, and, like, and, that's what's crazy.
Your 20s are all learning, dude.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely been difficult. It's just been, like, I mean, a whirlwind, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm just ready for it to... I made a post about that actually not too long ago, just about, like, I kind of live my life on social media, like, everything's fine, and I ended up seeing, like, one of my friends that has been in my life since I was, like, 8, like, I've known her forever, and, you know, then, like, she was one of my college roommates, or at least first semester, but, anyways, I saw her one day, and... She was just like, you look like you're thriving. I was like, no, ma'am, I am not. I was like, my car is breaking down. I got fired from my job. I have band members leaving left and right. Like, I don't, you know, like, it's just been a mess. I'm broke as shit, like, all the time.
But, dude, you got people in Greeley, Colorado that know your jams, dude. You were,
yes, and you I'm were the so first
female Texas artist to pass 1 million streams on Spotify, G. Like, I mean, that's some rad shit. On your worst days, that you got to remember that, like, some people are like, really think you're fucking rad.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
It's not easy.
No.
It's not. No. You know?
You know, but, and but, I'm so thankful for the things that I have and for the people that support me. And that, you know, honestly, that's one of the only things that keeps me going. But you know, I still have my days too. And that's more or less what my post was about, was I'm human and I only let you see what I want you to see. And I'm going to do better about that because I'm human too. And I put my pants on just like you do. So, like, you know, anyways.
No worries, dude. No worries. But dude, I'm just happy to see that, like, you got a smile on your face.
Yeah.
You're killing shit. You do, like, you're happy enough to be happy with me, G?
Hey, exactly. I try to be, I try to be happy. A big part of it too, though, which Josie, my bass player's girlfriend, but also my best friend, she's in here with us, and Josie can agree and attest to this, that I am not always the happiest person on the road, and I let shit get to me a lot, but I've been trying to be better about it because I finally realized, like, it was affecting, like, our shows, and it was affecting everyone else's mood, and yeah, she's nodding her head, yes, you can talk if you want.
I agree.
Hell yeah. Well, dude, no worries. No worries. Yeah. It's one of those things, you know, you just grow up and realize, you know, like, oh shit, I could do this different, or oh shit, I could do this better. And
yeah.
But like that just shows that you're growing as a human, and I cannot imagine where you're going to continue to grow as a human and as an artist, dude. I'm fucking pumped to see what's coming.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Same for you with your podcast. I love it. We've been talking about doing this podcast for literally years.
It's been a hefty threat for over a year.
Yes.
So, but dude, and same with Kanan. When I cut the Kanan podcast, like we'd canceled on each other 3 or 4 times. But like I'm a healthy believer in these fucking things happen when they're supposed to.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? At the right times, the right content comes out, the right vibe comes across. You know what I mean? And that's what they're for. You know.
Well, and that's what, like, it worked perfectly today. Like, the schedules aligned, and it was like, okay, yeah, let's do it. Like,
hell yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that for sure.
Word. Well, I'm going to let you finish getting ready, Jude.
All right, sweet.
If you won't mind, tell everybody that's listening, of course, where we can call in or request your stuff, where we can find your stuff, where to stream you, where to follow you on the tweeters, all that good shit.
Yeah. All my social medias are just Hollybeth Music. I, like, post everything on there about shows and whatnot. But yeah, as far as music, you know, just Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, wherever you get your music from. I think it's on Napster too. I don't know. It's on all the stuff, you know.
Oh yeah, I heard Napster was back.
Yeah, it is. It goes to like 28 or 38 or something like that, different streaming platforms. But
now when LimeWire comes back to you, that's
I know. Yeah, I feel like that's gonna like cause a whole uproar.
That shit's in Revelations, right?
Yeah.
LimeWire will come back from the east or something.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be weird, but. Yeah, radio stations, honestly, just saw any of them. Like, you call them and just be like, hey, we want to hear Hollybeth. Maybe we'll do it. Who knows?
Hell yeah. Well, and of course, check out her website, check out the tours, check out all the social media, see where she's playing next. Yeah. And like I always say, make sure to buy some fucking merch. It's nice to buy the band a shot. That's great. But buying koozies, stickers, t-shirts, that's what gets everybody down the road.
Yeah, buy a $5 sticker instead of buying me a shot. It would help me a lot.
Stickers are cooler. They last longer than a shot.
Exactly.
So, but support your bands, support local live independent music, stay a badass, and as I say every time, hug your mom, pet your dog, and don't be an asshole. We'll see y'all later. Thanks for tuning in to another motherfucking episode.